Episode 1619, Ordinary Actions Yield Extraordinary Results.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Happy, happy day. This is a brand new week, and it's not an ordinary day. No, it's an extraordinary day. It is Mindset Monday. It is time to get your game on. Ordinary actions yield extraordinary results. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, how much of your time is spent trying to get what you want for a successful and abundant life? Know that ordinary actions yield extraordinary results. You know, much is written on how to have a successful and abundant life. I have books upon books. I've read email after email. I've even taken courses on it. Both when I first started out working, when I was young and vivacious and had this energy overload, and I would go to these expensive conferences. Yes, they were paid for by my employer, but I would learn supposedly what I needed to do to be successful and to live out an abundant life. But not much is written on the steps to get you there. Yet has that stopped you? No. You want to make changes needed to bring success. You want to calculate exactly what needs to happen to get where you're headed. Call it stubborn or determined, you want your dream. But in reality, you're too busy to hone in on the skills and areas that will bring about real change. We kind of deal in the fluff world. It's fluffy. You know, it sounds great. It may ring true. We may have a word that starts with the same letter on two things, and you're like, oh yeah, I get that. And then you go to implement, and you're like, I so don't get that. You're like, what does that look like in real life? How can I make it where when I apply it, I can create my now, right now, at this moment, to be present in what I'm doing? Because when you don't get it done, what happens? You get frustrated. And when frustration leads your day, then it's easy to throw caution to the wind and you settle back into what you know. Habits die hard. And then where you left, right back where you started, and sometimes even further back. So is there any hope? Can you really discover and experience success at this stage in life? Of course you can. However, it's imperative to understand that ordinary actions yield extraordinary results. You got to tap into your greatness. That is your KISS the Keep It Simple strategy. Tap into your greatness. Your greatness is limited only by your own beliefs and actions. You see, most of us are searching out, trying to find all these answers, thinking that somebody else is going to lead us to the golden road. And when we get on that road, we're going to follow it to end up where? In Oz. Yeah. You feel like you're needing to talk to a wizard? I'm scratching my head too. You're not Dorothy, and you're not going to go find a scarecrow and a talking lion and maybe run into a few little funny little creature monkeys that start like trying to attack you. Does it sound like real life? Unfortunately, it kind of does. Because we are living in this fictitious world that says, you know what? If you kind of live in this fluffiness, you'll eventually get to where you're going. But no one is exactly telling you what you need to do because guess what? You got it. Yeah, you may need to learn some skills, but there's more to it than just skills. It's tapping into your greatness. So what does that look like in real life to create your now? Well, number one, stop looking side to side. No more comparison. This is the first big, huge speed bump, roadblock, detour, brick road, brick wall, whatever you want to call it, you're not going very far if you keep looking side to side. I don't care if it's in your business. I don't care if it's in your personal relationship. I don't care if it's about your kids, if it's about your laundry. Stop looking side to side. This is the first and fastest slowdown to your greatness. In fact, it will halt your progress in a blink of an eye. So you got to stop looking side to side. Number two, lead with intentionality. Don't make assumptions when living your life. Be purposeful. Be present. Stuff just doesn't happen because, well, stuff happens. When you're letting stuff happen to you, what are you doing? You're just living life out of a reaction mode. But if you want to live life responsively, not responsibly, but responsive, you have to lead with intentionality. You have to be present. You have to be purposeful. That means you just don't sit back and, well, okay, when that hot email comes in, I guess I'll react to it. No, be proactive to it. Lead with intentionality. Number three, build consistency. You don't have to do everything perfect. I know perfection would be awesome, wouldn't it? But ultimately, we'd be very, very, very bored. That means we all would probably be alike because we all could do everything, anything that we wanted. In our little mind, looking in this a very narrow vision, it may sound awesome. At times, I'm like, bring on perfection. I'm all about it. Just give me what I need so I can move on. But that's not where we're supposed to be. You don't have to have everything right. You don't have to do everything perfectly. You do, though, have to do something. And that's the problem. You see, if we're not leading with intentionality, we can't build consistency because we're just reacting. We've got to start responding. Remember, E plus R equals O. Event plus response equals outcome. You want a different outcome? You have to change your what? Response. In life, you have to build consistency. You've got to live it out day in, day out. Now, does that mean you do it the same way all the time? No, you may have to tweak some things. You may find out that, oh my gosh, I'm a little weak in this area. So you go and you pick up a new skill. Awesome. And then you work on that skill and you keep working on that skill to what? To build consistency. I was watching the World Soccer Series right now that's going on. And I was watching a couple of the games. And it's amazing the accuracy of the ladies when they are kicking the ball, both with their foot and then when they use their head to hit the ball. I'm like, oh my gosh, there goes more brain cells, but that's for another episode. But they're sitting there aiming. Do you know what that takes? It takes what? Practice, 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 practice. It takes different ways. They try different things. Maybe a new shoe comes out that fits different on one team player's foot. And because of that, man, she can just turn just slightly to get an angle. But she won't know those angles unless she does what? Practice. She builds consistency. You can't keep scoring in life if you don't build consistency. And finally, number four, take aim. Action ignites motivation. Not only do your words need to become actions, you need to keep your dream, what you want, what you're going after, connected to your heart to stay motivated. Action ignites motivation. Why? Because when you're not doing something, you're going to get tired. And if you're just always sitting on the couch, and I'm not talking about just being a couch potato, but you're living in excuses. You let everything else fill up your day. You're letting everybody else run your day. That includes your kids, your spouse, your boss. Now, some things, yes, you have responsibilities. I get that. You cannot escape that. But there are things that you can come together and say, we need to make some choices here together. I need to do this. And that means you all need to help me in this. But if you're not doing what you need to do and you're just kind of sitting on the back burner, what happens? The motivation begins to, you know, fizzle away. You become more frazzled than sizzled. It's like, well, maybe I kind of think it's there. And so where does your dream end up? Yep, on the back burner. You can decide to get caught up in all the nitty-gritty of change. And yes, it's important to learn cutting-edge techniques and skills. I get that. But remember, ordinary actions yield extraordinary results. You can do this, but you have to be the one to tap into your greatness. No one else can. You have to search deep down. A lot of people lose all hope because they don't see it within themselves. They're expecting everybody else to give it to them. If you're an entrepreneur, that's going to be a long and lonely road if you're expecting everybody else to feed you exactly what you need. Because I'm here to tell you, you're not going to get it most days. And when you do, there's going to be something else that comes and knocks you off your feet. You're just going to be on a roller coaster. There's no reason to put yourself through that. But when you learn how to tap into your greatness, stop looking side to side, leading with intentionality, building consistency, and then taking aim, it puts a shift in your day to day. And that's what you're looking at. Ordinary actions yield extraordinary results. This is the day to day. Create your now. Are you ready to live your dream? Or have you already decided that it's not worth it? You've tried too many times, but you've gotten too many interruptions, too many oopsies in life. You're distracted. Everybody else is rooting for themselves instead of for you. The frustration is mounting, and you're like, you know what? It's just easier for me to take a step back. I'm here to tell you that you are worth every bit of energy and effort, every bit of hassle that you have to go through. You're worth it. But you have to be the one to believe it first. You have to be willing to say, you know what? Yes, I do have greatness. It's time for me to step in to my greatness. If you're ready to do that, and you want some help, you want someone to champion beside you, click on the link, take aim in the show notes, and that will begin our conversation. I want to give you a gift, a coaching call with me. I know what it's like to kind of be down in the dumps. I've been there. I mean, with 5 kids, there are a lot of dumps, I'm just saying. But there are also a lot of mountaintops. You don't have to stay hovered and hunkered in on the ditches. You can dig yourself out of the pit of wherever you are, but it's going to take some work. If you want to kickstart that, click on the link, take aim in the show notes, and that will begin our conversation. You can live your dream. You can have a successful and abundant life, but you have to understand that it's going to take you to tap into your greatness. Because ordinary actions yield extraordinary results. Are you ready to do the ordinary to get the extraordinary? Well, it starts with one step at a time to lead to your miles of greatness. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious and great week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.